Alexis Diaz-Pena, a student at El Molino High School, doesn't need surveys or statistics to know that teen smoking is on the rise. He sees it firsthand.
I see it all the time in the school bus or even in classrooms. And the problem's actually getting a lot worse. I remember starting out, it was just one e-cig on the bus. Now everyone has an e-cig.
That's why the county's Health Action Collaboration has made the issue one of the top priorities in their agenda. Brian Vaughn is Sonoma County's Director of Health Policy.
We have a higher than average rate of smoking. It's 30% higher than the statewide average. So our whole intent of this is to focus on youth and prevent youth from accessing tobacco products.
Returning to the supervisors this week with revisions to a tobacco retailer licensing ordinance first discussed last April, Vaughn's proposal offered the board options in pricing of the licenses, limits on their transferability, and the timeline for implementing the new rules, especially the section that would set minimum prices for tobacco products sold in Sonoma County.
We would be the first jurisdiction in California to have a minimum price per pack, but nonetheless, the data is very, very clear that price affects youth access. And other places that have set a minimum price set it above $10, and the fact that we're trying to set it at $7 was an attempt to focus on youth who are more price sensitive while minimizing the impact on adults.
The lengthy hearing before the Board of Supervisors was dominated by convenience store owners and other retailers who objected bitterly to the pricing provisions and the fact that it would be left to local cities to decide whether or not to do the same. Ed Turner, co-owner of Vineyard Creek Gas and Market on Airport Boulevard, denounced it as price-fixing.
We have a jurisdiction just to the north of us, a mile away, and just to the south of us, that doesn't have to comply with any price-fixing. And we know the convenience stores thrive on a customer coming for one stop, groceries, cigarettes, and gasoline. And we know that if our price on cigarettes is high, artificially by a county ordinance, there's no reason why that customer is going to continue to come to us. Eventually, he's going to figure out that, hey, why am I buying cigarettes at a premium? I'll just go up the street and buy my gas and my cigarettes there, and we lose the customer completely. I'm not okay with that.
The cost of the licenses and possible ways that might be mitigated was something the board's discussion focused on. But Turner's business partner, Patrick Imbimbo, says that's not a major concern for the store owners.
If all they did was charge the fee, we would be happy people. We would pay it, and that would be it. We're also supportive of the county enforcing the state regulations. What we're opposed to is duplication of a bureaucracy that already exists.
But Brian Vaughn contends the county needs to act precisely because the state's efforts have been insufficient.
The evidence suggests that strong enforcement of tobacco laws keep kids from accessing tobacco products. And we know that the state underfunds their tobacco prevention work. According to the CDC, they funded only 19% of the recommended budget for tobacco prevention work, and that they don't hit enough retailers with their own youth decoy operations. Our estimate was that they hit only about 7% of the retailers here in the county in any year. And so the attempt for the TRL is really to have local control over that, to be able to have a toolbox locally where we can address those retailers who aren't being responsible enough to not sell to kids.
Ultimately, the board agreed to continue their review of the proposed ordinance, with some further refinements, in late November, with an eye toward eventually seeing it take effect in mid-2017. I'm Bruce Robinson for KRCB's North Bay Report.